A Colorado coroner has ruled that organs for donation were removed from a man before medical personnel proved that he was brain dead. Montrose County Coroner Mark Young says he doesn't think anyone should be prosecuted for what he calls a homicide. Instead, he hopes this case will force the medical community to develop standardized tests for determining when brain death occurs. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
On September 26, the Montrose, Colorado man, in an apparent suicide attempt, shot himself in the head. He was rushed to the local hospital, but doctors couldn't save him, and he was declared brain dead. His family gave permission to have the 31-year-old man's organs donated. He was then flown to a regional hospital, where he was again declared brain dead. The hospital kept him on life support until his organs could be removed. Following standard procedure for this type of death, a coroner was called in. And that was when this fairly typical case changed. Coroner Mark Young determined the man died not from the gunshot wound, but from having his organs removed. Organ donor advocacy groups in the medical community were caught off guard. Sue Dunn is with Donor Alliance, which coordinates organ donations in Colorado.
The gentleman was very clearly declared brain dead. We had very clear documentation in the chart that met accepted medical criteria. We've never had these allegations before, and so it was very confusing and really out of the blue that this would even be raised.
Still, Young claimed the standard for declaring someone brain dead was not clear to him, so he didn't accept the declarations from the hospitals. Dunn counters that this was a fairly straightforward case. The man couldn't breathe on his own, and tests were conducted to determine that his brain and brain stem had shut down permanently.
And those include things like not responding to deep pain stimuli, or if your nail beds are pushed with a pen or a pencil, that you don't move your arm, that if a piece of cotton is swabbed against your eyeball, that you don't blink.
Dunn says hospitals can use a variety of tests to determine brain death. It's this ability to pick and choose tests that appears to have confused Coroner Young, who was elected to that position and is not a doctor. While he didn't respond to requests for an interview, Young did issue a written press release. He said, quote, "The intent of my original statement was to alert the medical community to my perception of differing standards." The case prompted a Colorado lawmaker to introduce a bill providing guidelines on which tests are acceptable, though State Representative Debbie Stafford is critical of Coroner Young for using this case to highlight the issue.
Do I think we have a problem? Probably not. Do I think that this case brings our attention to the fact that we should bring clarity? Probably so.
George Annis disagrees. He chairs Boston University's Department of Health Law, Bioethics, and Human Rights. He says the medical community is reluctant to lay down in law which tests are acceptable because science is always changing, and doctors fear statutes won't be able to keep up with that progress. Annis says if any laws need changing, it's probably the ones governing coroners.
The major problem here is in the old coroner system, where people who are not physicians can become coroners.
But not every county can afford to hire a doctor as coroner, and in some counties one may not even be available. This case has donor officials in the unenviable position of assuring the public that organs are not harvested from live people. They also worry it could scare people away from becoming donors, and they say that would be devastating for the 86,000 people nationally who are waiting for an organ donation. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.